you push the button here. I might just leave it on, just so that doesn't happen.
All right, good morning, folks. We're going to call to order the Board of Assessment Review Meeting for March 10th, 2025, here at 10:30 in the morning. As our first order of business, we will need to appoint a chairperson for the board.
I'd like to nominate Tom Rolfe as chairman of the board.
I'll second that.
Seconded. Motion carries. Mr. Chairperson, the gavel is yours.
We should introduce ourselves, starting.
Ashley Godwin.
Karen Water.
Thomas Roth.
Ann Angel.
Eric Davis.
Chris Keeler, Director of Assessment.
Ryan Zuck, Tyler Technologies.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the adoption of the rules. The staff has had to review the rules. Unless there's questions, we'll entertain a motion to adopt them.
Before we do, folks, actually, I think we need to take one step back, and maybe the board needs to vote on Mr. Roth as opposed to just a motion.
Correct.
So if we could just do
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
So
start down there.
Right. Pull them.
Yes.
Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, now we've elected you, Mr. Roth. I apologize.
Are there any questions on the rules as presented? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the rules?
I make a motion to approve the rules.
Second.
As amended.
I was just going to say there was one amendment to the rules, just with the section change to section 6M, just made a slight change. So
as amended?
Rules as amended.
Okay. Should we recall that?
Yes.
Motion?
I make a motion to approve the rules as amended.
Second that motion.
Okay. We'll take a vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the rules are passed. Next on the agenda is public comment. Is there any member person present here that wishes to come forward? You have 3 minutes. Please introduce yourself, your name, and your address.
Sharptown Road. Meaningful public comments are intended to be presented prior to adoption of rules and procedures. However, since this board did not allow preceding comments, we the people include the offense of Delaware Title 29, Chapter 100, Subsection 10004 to this list of grievances. County Ordinance 3075 states this board shall be should be authorized to create rules of procedure. However, Article 8, Section 103-49 conspicuously modifies that language from create to establish. There is a distinction in the definition between these two concepts. This board did not create these review board rules of procedure. This board, acting under the direction of the County Council, adopted rules of procedure created by the Assessor's Office. This would lead each of you to an obvious question. Why didn't County Council adopt these rules themselves when they possessed legislative authority to do so? One obvious conclusion is that these rules violate property owners' constitutional rights, and the Council knew these rules would never stand up to legal challenge. These rules are contrary to Delaware Title 9-8312, requiring the county to produce assessment for impellent inspection. Furthermore, a clause contained within the last page of the appendix is an absolute false and misleading interpretation of 8312C. Appellants cannot receive a fair and impartial decision from this board based upon this standard. The county has a self-interest in discouraging property owners from participating in the appeal process. These rules are deliberately deceptive, dissuasive, and onerous towards individuals attempting to resolve a grievance caused by this government. Your proposed Article 10, Section 2, requiring appellants reimburse the assessment department for transcripts, which this county is required to produce under Superior Court Rule 72, is beyond repugnant. A more comprehensive review of these rules exceeds my time to speak. However, glaring issues exposed so far establish more than adequate reasoning for this board to reconsider its agenda and develop fair rules of procedure. Due process requires an element of fairness. The purpose of this board is supposed to be arbitrator and dispute of material facts between two opposing parties. You cannot render a fair and impartial decision upon rules that were created by one of the parties in the dispute. Is this how you want to contribute to good government and how you want your friends, families, and neighbors to be treated? Delaware Constitution Article 1 establishes a contractual obligation upon Sussex County. Where your rules violate appellant's rights to remedy and due process, litigation becomes inevitable. You are forthwith put on notice of your breach of contract. Now, I have no interest in your budget or anybody's opinion of value. My only concern is that people receive fair due process.
Thank you for your comments. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. Assessments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have two items on the consent agenda. First one is parcel 134-17.00-41.00-56157, appellant David Green. Second item on the agenda, parcel 334-6.00-40.02, and the appellant is Corey Bartman.
Okay. Are there any questions? If not, I will accept a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, we'll take a vote.
Yes.
Wayne.
Aye, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Aye.
And I vote aye. The motion passes. Now we go on to the property assessment appeal hearings. Do we have to wait, or can we proceed?
About 2 minutes.
Okay.
And while we have 2 minutes, Tom, I just want to reiterate, while we're making these motions, what I would do is just make sure we're, you know, iterating whether or not the motion is to approve or deny, and that way it's clear for the record, okay?
Thank you. Okay, I have 10:45. The next item on the agenda is the matter of Donald Wright. This will be a hearing for Mr. Donald Wright for property at 39817 Brixton Court, Bethany Beach, Delaware. Parcel number 134-9.00-969.00. He is appealing the assessment of $2,577,800. I note from the record, Mr. Wright was not planning to appear. I assume he's not here. And wished us to review the record in this case to make a determination. Have the board members had an opportunity to review the record on this matter? Are there any questions from any of the members? If not, I will ask, does assessment or any board member feel that the applicant has not met his burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and the record?
Mr. Chairman, based on the appellant's application, the referee hearing, and the assessment staff has reviewed and does not believe there was sufficient proof to overturn the proposed assessment value set by Tyler Technologies.
Is there a motion to dismiss? And this would be vote yes to dismiss and no to not dismiss. And hear assessments, reasons.
I'll make a motion to dismiss.
Second.
Second. And we will vote. Mrs. Godwin.
Yes, to dismiss.
Ms. Weiner.
Aye.
Mrs. Angel.
Yes, to dismiss.
And Mr. Davis.
Yes, motion to dismiss.
And I vote to dismiss. Matter's dismissed. Second, now I guess we need to wait.
Till 11 o'clock.
Okay. Can we waive that if the all parties, or do we have to wait for...
I think we need to stick to your allotted schedule time, unfortunately, folks. Apologies for that.
Okay. It's 11 o'clock. The next item on the agenda is the matter of Gregory Schlim. Is that correct? Okay. This will be a hearing for Mr. Gregory Schlim for property at 37326 Trent Court, Rehoboth, Delaware. Parcel number 334-13.00-1736.00. He is here appealing the assessment of $915,190. Mr. Schlim, do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yes.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, when I saw the Tyler appraisal, it didn't feel right to me, so I went off and I looked at comps, as I understood comps in that area of Rehoboth. And that's what I submitted to you, and I stand by that. I reviewed it before today, and I think that information is all correct and appropriate. On Friday noon, I did get finally a copy of the Tyler information, and I found out what the disconnect was. The Tyler folks submitted five comps. Three of them, the data's wrong. They're actually four-bedroom houses with three bathrooms, and the square footage is wrong. So they're not comparable, and I certainly have the information. Happy to share that, whatever the process is. So that's one flaw in the analysis. One of the other homes, I don't know if you know that community, but it was built over two different periods by two different builders. And the houses that were built from 2012 onward are higher end with higher end insides and more modern designs. My house was one of the older ones, and the fourth comp is one of the newer ones. So at first blush, roughly similar square footage, number of bedrooms, but a little bit of apples and oranges. And then the fifth one, I do agree, is an appropriate comp, and I had that in my analysis also. And then the third point is that the house, I actually bought it during the period that we were allowed to submit, the 2.5 year period that we could submit comps. And Tyler had it marked as invalid sale, and didn't seem to be used. And I just don't understand why, because it was an arm's length transaction. I didn't know the seller. So basically, all that information feels like what the Tyler folks submitted is an inappropriate assessment of the value, and I still think that what I submitted to you that you have in front of you is the appropriate amount. But that's what I have to say. I don't know who to address or what happens next.
Okay. Assessments.
Based on the appellant's application and the recommendation by the referee, the assessment staff did not believe there was sufficient proof to overturn the proposed value set by Tyler Technologies. And at this time, I'll call on our witness, Ryan Zuck from Tyler Technologies, to explain their value that they have.
Yes, we did pull comparable sales for the subject property as well as five comparables.
Ryan, just before you get going too much, could you swear him in as well, please?
Sorry. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board is, in this matter, shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Going back, we did pull comparable sales, comparing back to the subject property. The appellant did provide five comparables as well, one of those being in the subject's development, the other four being outside. We were able to pull five comparables, all within the subject's development, that sold from 2022 and as recent as June 23rd of 2023. So they're selling for an average of about $450 per square foot. We have a value of $445.57 per square foot. They do range from being built 2009 up to 2015. So we feel the value is right in line where it should be for that subdivision.
Can I comment or no? I mean,
yes, you do get a rebuttal.
At a different time or?
No. You're finished, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. So the data that you, but the data's wrong. The data, they're not three-bedroom houses, they're not two-bathroom houses, and the square footage in the document that you just attested is correct is not what the MLS system says, and it's not I mean, somehow it got muddled. So I understand what your process was, but I think you're using flawed inputs.
May I respond?
You may respond.
You're taking the information from the MLS. Do you know that information to be accurate?
I know at least in one of the cases, I found the appraiser's square footage and the second floor was not counted in the math. So for one, I actually have that evidence.
Okay.
I don't have it for the other two, but do I know it definitively? No, but I live in the community and I know which houses are the bigger and four bedrooms and which ones aren't. That's probably not defensible here.
Sure. And even if the bedroom was four bedroom, is the square footage correct?
No, it's dramatically wrong on three of them. For the Liverpool Street, you have it in there, or, sorry, the system, the analysis has it in there at 2200, it's 2884.
So I ask you, sir, why is it 2884? Did you physically put a tape measure to that property and measure it?
No, I did not. I found the appraisers, I don't know the lingo. I'm just a citizen. I'm not part of this process.
Sure.
But I did go out and I found the square foot. It's a piece of, apologies. Well, I don't know. It's the architectural footprint, and there was a floor one and a floor two. The floor two square footage was not counted in the data that you're using. So someone, you know, made a system back a long time ago. I'm not directing any hostility or confusion at you.
Sure.
I'm just saying I think your analysis, the process is fine, but the inputs are wrong. And I don't know the history of what happened. That was long before I lived in the town. Maybe we need to go do more research or I don't know what.
Well,
this may be the same question back to you. Did you take a tape measure to the houses?
Yes, we did, sir. We had staff that went out to every home and put a tape measure to every building.
Okay.
That is how we determined the footprint of that.
Well, then, okay. Then I have data here that at least one of them was done incorrectly. The second floor wasn't counted. The other ones, I just don't have access to the data. And I also got this at noon on Friday. So
sure.
I'm responding quite quickly over the weekend, which is a very odd process.
Well, like I said, sir, I mean, based on the comparable sales in that subdivision.
Based on the data that you have.
I understand what you purchased that for in early 2021.
Right.
We have to make sure that we have a true reflection of what that home to be worth as of July 1st, 2023.
Okay.
So,
okay, so that's why my house was included. I guess I understand that.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
This should not be a debate.
Okay.
Okay.
Each person gets a turn and they get a rebuttal.
Okay.
So, final comments.
I believe the data that Tyler used was wrong and somebody should go fix the data and then come up with an appropriate assessment for my property.
Okay. Ryan?
We stand by the info, the data that we have on file, and the valuation with the sales.
Thank you. Do any members have any questions?
I have one question. You had mentioned in your summary that you felt your square footage was incorrect as well. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I actually withdrew that after speaking to the woman a week or so ago. Back when I submitted the package, I didn't know what Tyler had used for the property because I didn't have any information. So because the architectural drawing of the footprint had several scribbles on it, I wasn't sure which numbers were used. So I was just raising that as a potential issue.
Okay.
When I spoke with the woman on the phone, Truina, Trudia Mifflin, she explained to me that the correct number was used, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion to, need a motion to close the hearing?
I will make a motion to close the hearing.
Second?
Second.
I got to get the names down.
Aye.
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 And I agree. So the hearing is closed.
And folks, just real quick, clarify what the motion was for. Was it to approve or deny or defer?
The motion was to close the hearing.
My apologies.
Now we'll entertain a motion to approve the request for reassessment for the appellant or move to stay to the proposed assessment stated by the county. You also have the option of deferring.
I'll make a motion to defer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer the decision.
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go. Mrs. Godwin.
Aye.
Mrs. Wainwright. Mrs. Angel.
Aye.
Mr. Davis.
Aye.
And I vote no. But the motion passes, so it will be deferred either to the end of the hearing or to another date after we do further consideration. My apologies.
That's fine. So given that there's not consensus on what data should have been used into the, how can I help the process? Because I don't believe what the Tyler folks did was appropriate. So what do I do next?
Sorry to say, this is our first day. I'm unfamiliar with the process.
It's my first day too.
As we previously discussed, I believe we take time to review the data ourselves and consider it, and we can come back and vote at another time.
And can we submit additional data? Because I didn't have the comp list until Friday at noon. I mean, I've had one day.
Don't believe you can. I think it's only the information that was on your application, if I'm correct.
But then I would hope that you query and challenge the Tyler data quite specifically and maybe encourage somebody to get some architectural drawings or something to get them to defend the numbers because they're not correct.
Point taken.
Okay. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Aye.
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 I motion to adjourn and vote to adjourn, and this meeting's adjourned.